The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Nancy Pelosi, Harley.
Well, Nancy Pelosi was talking to CBS, and she said that it's not true that President Trump doesn't have the opportunity for due process in the impeachment inquiry. She said he can come and talk to us to his heart's content. And, you know, anybody who's been watching this would say, why would he
absolutely
submit himself to this group of wackos?
Absolutely.
It's just they haven't laid a glove on him, first of all.
No.
Not really. Because everything has been second and third hand. And they really need to have some actual evidence of some sort. I mean, when they had the former ambassador who had lost her job, one of the things that they tried to do is argue that, it wasn't nice that they fired her and her feelings were hurt and things like that. But the reality was that, she was gone before any of this happened.
And
she wasn't even working there.
And the president produced that letter from the Ukrainian foreign minister, which sort of said, no, nothing happened. I mean, they're a joke. Barack Obama, on the other hand, has got a word of warning for the Democratic candidates.
I think he's legitimately concerned that they've gone too far. I mean, and he said that as much. You know, he says he's not taking sides, and so far he hasn't taken sides. But he also said that Democrats need to be careful not to lurch too far to the left. And I thought this was actually pretty cogent, pretty well spoken. He said
it was.
This is still a country that's less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement. They like seeing things improved, but the average American doesn't think we have to completely tear down the system and remake it. That's obviously a shot at both Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who have these vastly socialist agendas.
Yeah, massive.
He says it's important. He says important not to lose sight of that, and he's certainly right about that.
Absolutely. What's this college assignment story?
I think this is great. I'd like to see more of this. Delphi University professor Donna Freitas gave her students an assignment. She said, you're going to have to go without your cell phone completely for 2 weeks. And it was astonishing. Some of them wanted to jump off a bridge. Some students, some students after a day or so said, I'm freaking out. I could cry right now. Things like that. After a week, they started to notice their surroundings, how green the trees were, how pretty the fall colors. In order to discuss something with a friend, they had to actually stand next to them and have a conversation. To get an appointment, they made notes to tell the time. They consulted a watch. It's great.
Harley, brilliant. I'm all on the professor's side. There he is, Harley, in the United States of America.